dígame. On today. My name is Apostle Dr. Kevin Barber, my lovely wife, Senior Pastor Dr. Shelley Barber of Word and Praise Faith Ministries, located 5200 Denmore Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. We just are coming to you for our broadcast today. We're going to be sharing some songs. We're going to be sharing some personal testimonies of why the Lord blessed us or how the Lord blessed us to write these songs. We pray that you enjoy the songs. We pray that they minister to you. If at any time you hear a song that really speaks to your heart, we want you to go to Word and Praise Faith Ministries. .com, and you'll be able to actually pick one of the songs and pay for it, download it, and all the proceeds go to Word and Praise Faith Ministry. Thank you again for joining us. Dr. Shelley, could you tell us a little bit about, because you were in the 9/11 incident, can you tell us a little bit about how God blessed you to write that first song that our listeners heard, Stay Beneath the Blood?
Well, Stay Beneath the Blood was actually written out of experience, the 9/11 experience, where the Lord had actually, I was there the day of the event that it occurred, and sitting in my seat and everything, and then we heard the blast and all, not knowing what was going on, somewhat startled everyone, later to find out that we had been hit by a plane. And as I was just, you know, just thinking about what God had done and how he saved my life, it reminded me, you know, when the children of Israelites, you know, when it was going through in the last plague that the Lord told them to put the blood over the doorpost, and that he went up, he would see the blood, he would pass over. And that's pretty much what I saw in the spirit that God showed me, just reminded me how he kept me underneath his blood, safety in under his blood, and how he kept the children in the land of Goshen, and how when they were there that, you know, the Lord had protected them. No hurt, harm came near them. And that's what God basically said to me. I kept you in a safe place. You know, the Lord, the word of God tells us that the Lord is a hiding place. He's a hiding place. He's a strong tower. And the righteous run in, and they're safe. And I feel that this song will minister to you no matter where you are. We know we're going through COVID-19 right now, but guess what? COVID-19 has no power over God's nature. You know, God is the creator of all things. He's the creator of the ends of the earth, which means everything that resides in the earth, he's over. He has complete control over it. Praise the Lord. Another word of the Lord says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and everything that dwells therein. God, you know, God has everything in control, and we just need to realize that we stay beneath his blood, stay beneath his wings, stay beneath, just stay underneath him, hallelujah, right underneath him. He will protect us. COVID-19 has nothing over the power of the Lord. We just give God praise. So the song was written out of just a trial, you know, a time of experience where I had to believe God to keep my life as I sat there at the Pentagon at that time, which he did. So I thank God, and I pray that it be a blessing to you on today. Bless. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, God, again for joining us.
Praise the Lord.
And we're looking to play another song. So once we play the song, then we'll just come back to you and we'll tell you how the song is written. I hope you enjoy.
You are the precious stone.
Praise the Lord. Tell our listeners can you write that song, Pastor Shelley? Talk about that. Talk about your mother who raised you in the Lord and how you were inspired to write that song because of her.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. I thank God for that song that God allowed me to write in honor of my mother. Actually, I wasn't really raised by my biological parents. I was raised by, back then they call them godparents or even foster parents at the time. And so I was reared by missionary, Daisy Brown. And the Lord, she was a woman of God who loved the Lord and who trusted God and taught me the ways of the Lord. And so I had an opportunity to live with her, and she's just such a beautiful woman in the Lord. And I just give God praise for her life, and give God praise for her life and what she's done in my life. And so that song was dedicated to her. Mother, I thank you, dedicated to her. And I pray that the song was a blessing to you all, and that you will be able to share that song with a mother on Mother's Day or any given time. You can share a song like a tribute to your mom, let her know how much you appreciate what she's done. And the song pretty much shares everything that I went through and how much I was appreciative of what she had done in my life. Praise God.
Amen. So we're going to play another song. And we'll come back after we play the song and tell you the title of the song is, and then you know, elaborate on it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, the number one advice I give to anyone who's starting out as an entrepreneur or starting an online business is this. Do not...
like you.
Praise the Lord. That was a song that we wrote years ago, and that was just talking about being a vessel of clay. That song is just basically saying, you know, whichever way, Lord, you want to use me, whichever way you want to mold me, you can use me to your glory. And we're all, when you really look at it, we're all just vessels. The Lord, you know, he's the potter and we're the clay. And we should be, whether we're singing, preaching, teaching, whether you're an evangelist, whether you're standing as an usher or a greeter in the ministry, we're all just vessels. And the Lord wants to use us for his glory. And so that song was put on our hearts to write. It's a great worship song for those who like the melodic worship sounds. And so we just want to thank also our producer, Jay Mack, who helped produce the song. And so, Pastor, do you have anything you want to share about the song that you like?
No, I think it's an awesome.
Really like that one.
I do. It's an awesome worship song. Just when you think about the words of the song, when you said you're a vessel of clay, truly that's what we are. We're in, the Lord is the potter, and we're in his hands, and he can turn things, you know. He makes us into his image. We have to realize that we're in the hands of the Lord, and that's an awesome place to be. He can mold us. He can conform us into his image. We should be that mirror that he looks into and see himself from us. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. And we just thank God for that song. It's just an awesome song to just yield yourself to. Yield yourself to the Lord wherever you are. Say, Lord, you know, I just turn my life over to you. I yield my life to you. I'm just the vessel. Mold me, conform me. You know my plans for my life. You say, you know, your thoughts towards me are good and not evil to bring me to an expected end. So, Lord God, you use me. You do what you need to do in my life. Awesome worship song. Awesome.
Amen.
Praise God.
This is another song, and we're just going to go ahead, like I said, for the sake of time. We're going to play the song, and then we'll come back and tell you why the song was written and how it came about.
Yeah, this is one of the songs that we're going to actually sing that actually I got the right to actually form the song. It's Praise Be to God. Yeah, Look to the Hills is the one that you wrote. Yeah, we're going to say that's the one we're looking at now. Look to the Hills.
No, this is actually Jesus.
Is it Jesus?
Yeah, it's the one that you did get the rights to. I wasn't looking at that correctly. You see, that is actually Jesus, but it's all good.
You have the right to perform
the
song.
But so we're going to go ahead and play this one. I believe that you all will really be blessed by this song. I like this song as well.
Holy hands, anointed one.
Perform that song, and it is beautiful. It's a beautiful worship song. I find myself just in the presence of the Lord when I sing that song, thinking about the words and the lyrics of that song are just completely awesome. Jesus, the holy and anointed one of God. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Praise God. This is time. We're going to move on to another song, I believe. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Want to go with glory be to God. Go to more than a conqueror, knowing that the Lord is You know, the book of Romans 8:37 says, you know, yet in all of these things we're more than a conqueror. So we just want to just encourage you all today that we are more than a conqueror through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So this song was written, glory be to God, to let us know that we can overcome everything because he has called us victorious already. Thank you, Jesus. More than a conqueror.
Here we go.
Got bills overtaking you, and you don't know what you're gonna do.
Say what?
Trouble in the home, both day and night. Now you know that this ain't right.
What you gotta think?
So your patience is wearing thin, and you're wondering.
I do pray that you were able to move on that one, hallelujah, featuring also our very own, our very good close friend, John J. Mack, amen, on that amen. On that track there, doing the rap there, awesome producer as well. We just give God praise for our relationship and the experience that we had with him and doing this song. It was wonderful, more than a conqueror.
You know what? You know, Pastor Shirley?
What's that?
That was so good. I think I want to do the reprise to that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, let's
reprise
do the reprise.
Okay, all right.
That was pretty good. Somebody might was feeling that. I hope you were feeling that out there. Amen. You know how they say do remix. Remix. You know, we just did the reprise on that. Just to give you guys a little something more than, you know, what we played for those who was feeling that groove. That's a real nice groove. You know, when we deal with COVID-19 and we look at the ills of the world and so much racism going on in the world, it's not just against African Americans, even though it's very prevalent against African Americans, but racism of any kind shouldn't really be tolerated. So we have to pray. But we understand and know that we're living in the last days. And Jesus said that in Matthew, the 24th chapter, that ethnos will rise up against ethnos. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about basically ethnic groups. So you got a lot of hate groups because the devil knows that his time is near. But know whether it's COVID-19, whether it's racism, whether it's poverty, whatever the case may be, violence in the world, drugs in the world, know that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Amen. And so we got to know that. This is another song we're going to play. This is a great song, and I want Pastor Shelley to elaborate on this song because this song is a very special song. Amen.
Amen. This song is entitled Double for My Shame. A lot of the songs, let me just share with you, a lot of the songs was birthed out of some of our personal trials. We were like in, I would say, dark places or dark space in our life. But God gave us just a word of encouragement during those times to just say, you know, it's okay. I'm going to give you double for what you've gone through, and I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to restore. I am a God that knows how to restore what has been taken from you. So wherever you are right now, if you are feeling like things have been taken from you and you feel like you're going through some shame and feel like that you just can't seem to overcome the situation, just know that if you just stay in, like I said earlier, stay underneath the blood of the Lord and under his wings, he will give you a word to encourage your heart. He will tell you what you need to know to strengthen you. And all you need is just one word from God to get you off of that floor from crying, to get you to start looking at brighter days ahead. Glory be to God, not making a permanent decision in a temporary situation, but trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. And so this song is saying he's going to give you double for your shame. Glory be, just wait on him patiently. He's going to bless you. He's going to restore things back to you. He's going to put things back in order for you. So I pray that this song will be a blessing to you, double for your shame. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wait some more.
Praise the Lord. 1 second, and we're going to be playing it. There's no rush.
Thank you, Lord, for choosing me, for I am the building.
First chapter tells us knowing that testing of your faith produces endurance. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to say James says that the testing of our faith produces endurance.
Yes.
And there's another version that says, you know that you learn to endure by having going through trials, by having your faith tested. So don't walk away from the testing. It produces the greater one out of you. Glory be to God.
Amen. If you want to get a copy of the song, you can go to wordandfaithministries.com. Wordandpraisefaithministries.com. And you can receive, the songs. You have to pay for them. Just download them. They're not very expensive. And so all the proceeds go to Word and Faith Ministry. We're located at 5200 Denmore Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. If you guys know where the Pimlico Racetrack is, we are just around the corner from the Pimlico Racetrack. The zip code is 21215. If you would like to go on the website, there's also a Cash App on the website, $WPFM5200. It goes to a lot of the outreaches that we do in the ministry. We are a very community active church. We are a church without walls. We're doing a lot in the local Baltimore community. So we thank you for if the Lord touches your heart to sow into this great ministry. So we just want to thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much. And also, we just want to let let you all know as well that we are songwriters, and we do have our own publishing company, and we have our own record label. So if any of these songs that you would like to even sing yourself or just want to just get in contact with us, you can reach us at 443-525-0286. And we're also theme writers. We write songs for very in different types of ceremonies and things of that nature. As we indicated earlier, we wrote a song entitled Stay Beneath the Blood. We wrote a song dealing with mother that you can do like for mother tribute. And we also have a song we would like to leave with you as well. Is I wrote dealing with 9/11. It's entitled We Haven't Forgotten. So We Haven't Forgotten is okay, praise the Lord. This is my, I thought we had it, so if not, we'll do it on the next time. We can do it the next time. We'll do it on the next time because actually we're going to do a tribute to 9/11. So all of the songs that was written and birthed out of that experience will be shared with you all as well. So praise God. So we just want to thank God because we know we can do that song the next time around. But what we want to do is I believe we have The Rest Shall Be in Order. Yes, you want to share about that one, Apostle, and then.
Yeah, that song is written out about trials, and we've gone through a lot of trials, and I know many people out there are maybe experiencing trials now, and you know, going through different situations in their lives, and we know that sometimes we don't know why we go through some of the trials that we go through, but in the book of James, it says that trials come to make you strong. And it builds your faith, actually. And a lot of things that some of you have gone through has literally made you stronger. You wish that you wouldn't have to go through something like that again. But when you look at it, God knows best. And he's allowed sometimes trials to come on you because it tries your faith. And it just builds you up in the Lord. And so but know this, that when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, it'll be over. Amen. And we hope to hear those words from the Lord Jesus Christ. Well done, my good and faithful servant. So the rest shall be in order when he comes. I pray you enjoy this.
And the rest shall be in order with me.
Guys, enjoyed that song. I believe we have time for one more song, and this song is called No More. This is another one of our favorite songs. Remember that no matter what you're going through, that the Lord, he won't put no more on you than you can bear. All right. Should we have that in there? Okay, we're pulling it up now. Okay.
While you're doing that, let me just share this real quick. This song was pretty much birthed again out of experience. And for those mothers out there who've gone through some difficult times with their children and so forth and so on, just know that he would not allow you to go through much more than you can handle. Glory be to God.
Amen.
We give God praise for that.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I pray you enjoyed our broadcast today.
Yes, God bless.
Oh,